Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
5 o'clock, good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. Touched on the Lucas stuff the last hour, but it's been a lot of miles, Garrett, but a different way. We'll get to that. Also, our YouTube, if you'd subscribe and like, that'd be tremendous. It is separate from the station. If you like the video stuff, Evan and John work really hard at it. So enjoy, or not, I don't care. So look, Kenny ruined today's show. That's the headline. Kenny was screening calls for Doug and Scott, and there was a deluge of anti-Myles Garrett calls from Lion fans. We were in disbelief. I mean, it is one of the rare moments. It's like pizza. Who doesn't like pizza? I mean, Myles Garrett is a six-time All-Pro, 28 years old, model citizen, no issues about conditioning. The guy keeps, he's the Terminator. He's coming off one of his best seasons on a bad team, no less. Wants to win, has demanded a trade from the Browns. You put him opposite Aiden, you got the best pass rush duo in the sport, and you become immediately Super Bowl favorites. I didn't think this was provocative. I didn't think it was difficult.
Wasn't a hot take.
Nope. But apparently there were a lot of people calling Doug and Scott, basically 75% of their callers. And it was, let Brad cook. We don't need him. Why overpay? Draft picks, blah-bitty-blah. So we started the show and just said, who are these people? Like, I don't understand for the life of me how you are on the doorstep of a Super Bowl and a player of this caliber becomes available. This is the equivalent of Reggie White becoming available. This is the equivalent of Michael Strahan in his prime becoming available. You brought up J.J. Watt in his prime. I think, look, the reason I named those three players, those were three down, complete defensive ends. Run, pass, all of it, dominators. Not just the edge rush specialist.
Right.
Look, today Albert Breer, we can play the audio for you on the bump back at 5:15, just said it. Lions don't need their first round picks. They're in a place, this is the destination, this is what they need to do. Couldn't agree more. Couple of the trades that are proposed out there. The Lions would give up this year's 1 and 2 plus Hendon Hooker. Where do I sign? If it's a 1, 2 and a future 3, where do I sign? You know, I flippantly said yesterday, because you're picking low in this draft and maybe Cleveland wanted to spread out the capital, I'd give up 2 ones. I just would love to know where you're at with it, because to me, this is your last best chance at a Super Bowl. You can't forecast 2-3 years out where it's blue skies and perfection. This team is together. They're healthy. Your players are in their prime. You do have cap space. 2026, you have major salary allocation that's going to require major work.
And here's the thing. And talking about projecting 2 and 3 years out, Mike, just look at the path that the Eagles took the year after being in the Super Bowl. Look at the path that the Niners took after being in the Super Bowl. And then they fell on their face the very next year. That's why windows close fast in the NFL. You sitting around planning and we'll just let things develop and, you know, trying to go the Tigers Red Wings route or we'll just wait for the, no. Win at all cost. It doesn't matter because that, even if it's two first round picks, it's what, 28 this year and next year you're hoping it'll be 28, 29, 30, right, somewhere around there. These are glorified second round picks that probably won't be instant impact rookies. This will be depth rookies.
Also, this can we stop with the juvenile and really idiotic troping on about let Brad cook? I'm hip. I'm cool. Tuck, 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 tuck. You just sound like old white guy trying to be hip and speak like a kid. Let Brad cook. He cooked. The soup's done. Well, now and you burnt yourself on it the last 2 years. So now it's time to, like, I don't know, let's get some oyster crackers in there. Miles Garrett finishes the meal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What makes it? What would help your young corners more than the best pass rush duo in the league? And bottom line, I don't think Cleveland's going to trade him in the AFC, meaning he'll end up in Washington, San Fran, Green Bay. Adam Schefter set the world on fire today saying the Bears. No, I cannot abide that. You get Miles Garrett, you become the Super Bowl favorite.
Again.
Again. And I think you got the goods.
Because you're going to need him. Because that schedule next year is not easy.
How dare you? Disco, disco, disco.
You're never going to let that
I'm
go,
never going to let him forget it. Ever. Ever.
Brother. Did I call you or I'm sitting there watching it because I'm watching the YouTube in the morning and I was like, wait, okay, they just did it for a segment. No, it was the entire show. I was like, are you kidding me? Sunglasses and the shirt. You bought this? Like, where did you buy this shirt? Better question. Yeah. Why did you buy this shirt?
He bought it at Bleep Holes R Us.
Like, okay. That's committed to a role right there.
So, I'm asking the question. These deal points that are being put out there of a 1, a 2 and Hendon Hooker, not by me, you know, by football sites, say it was 2 first-round picks. If you are in the resistance here, can you explain why with complete sentences and thought? I don't think you can. Now, Kenny could have been a good steward for Doug and Scott, but he let these people through. Open lines. Yeah, well, we don't. So, bring it. Sell Kenny on it. I'll be willing to talk to you. But I thought Miles Garrett was pizza, Rico. Everybody likes pizza. I don't understand how there could be a voice of dissent on it.
Well, I mean, I had the guy that sent the message to us on X, and maybe it was copium. You know what? In case you don't get him, we didn't really want him in the first place.
Okay.
That mentality.
Good for him.
That's copium at its finest. We didn't want him anyway.
Right. He wouldn't fit with the culture here.
Really? He was up for the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
You don't think Dan Campbell would salivate over a guy like that? Of course he would fit the culture here.
Yeah, guy's desperate to win, so he just demanded a trade from Cleveland in the most respectful way I've ever seen, by the way. And this guy will come here and will walk on fire to win a Super Bowl. Guy had incredibly productive seasons for bad Cleveland teams. Did you ever hear him complain? Did he ever dog it? Mm-mm. Has his play slipped? Do you realize in any season that he's played 14 games, he's had at least 15 sacks. Do you realize he had 23 TFLs last year?
Heck, even when he got suspended, he came back and was like, I am so sorry I let the team down and please forgive me type of thing.
Plus, he hit Mason Rudolph with a helmet. I dig it.
No, we are not condoning that.
I want him to do it to Purdy. I'll pay.
We're not condoning it? I think we might be.
We are not, and I'm going to act like you didn't say that. So
I just did.
We're going to move on.
All right. 248-539-9797. We get to the people, and we go to Brandon, 97.1. Brandon, oops, sorry, hold on. Brandon, 97.1. What's up, Brando?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How are you,
man,
sir?
I'm good. We've been waiting for this opportunity for 3 years, Mike. We always been looking for Hutchins to have somebody on the other end, and they got to go in. You have to counter the NFC. Look what happened to Dallas last year when they didn't go after Derrick Henry. And guess who got him? The Baltimore Ravens did. And they settled with Rico. Also, Philadelphia is trying to get him too. So we got to counter the teams that can go after him in our conference, period. Good teams go after players that come available like this. You got to forget them picks. Go all in. It's time. We are here. We are contenders. We cannot come back to the season thinking we're going to have the same 15-2 record with this tough schedule ahead. This is a difference maker. Could you imagine Smith, Reader, Hutchinson, Garrett, McNeil, Lyon on the front line? That is scary. You're going to look at Sam Darnold again. You're going to be close.
Brandon, you know what it is? You know what it is, too? And Rico and I always talk about this. It's like you don't make a move for the sake of making a move. That's why I'm not screaming and yelling about Bregman. But it's the idea of when you make a move like this, this has legitimate impact in that it elevates you into becoming the favorite to win it all next year. What all you can do is the best you can do in your Super Bowl window. Look, one thing, and I'm not being smarmy, Brandon, Rico's team has done everything in their effing power to win a Super Bowl. And it hasn't worked. They got there twice. They should have won at least one of them. But you can't look back and go, we could have done more. The Lions, the last 2 years, what have we talked about? You must get pass rush help. They absolutely could have done more. They didn't.
Because for some reason in the draft, we're not going to get any pass rush help.
Agency.
Right.
Think about it.
I'm thinking draft-wise, I'm like, just take a pick. Man, and then you got to look at the Eagles like, well, these are the people who I wanted you to take.
Right, exactly. They got all the players that we wanted them to take in that card. Yes. Also, man, get F them picks. Go all in. This is what real championships do. This equivalent, look, this move right here is equivalent to the 0-4 Pistons getting Rasheed Wallace at the trade deadline. Like, it's that impactful.
It puts
right
you over
now.
The top.
Gotta go.
I'm with you. I mean, Brandon, look, it's no risk it, no biscuit. Like, you have to take chances in order to get great reward. And I feel like we have a very risk-averse collection of owners and GMs in this town. Well, now the Lions have had their heart broken 2 years in a row. Next year is your last best shot. Well, how do I do it? I do it by acquiring a Hall of Fame player who's dying to win.
Yeah, I would say heartbroken 2 years ago. I would say embarrassed this year because you were the favorite. You were the top.
All right, that's fair. Sure. Yeah. Just your stages of grief thing.
Yeah.
We get to relive that. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls coming up next.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, no time to waste. People have been very, very patient, so I'm going to shut the hell up and get to the phones. Andrew, leading off 97.1. Andrew, how you doing, brother?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are we doing today?
I'm good. Man. What's on your mind with this Myles Garrett stuff?
Yeah, man, it's been up and down. I mean, I feel like at this point, all points have been pretty much broached. I wanted to mention yesterday, I think it was yesterday when the afternoon show was on, they were fielding calls essentially with the scenario of including Brian Branch in some sort of a trade package. I think he's a transcendent player. He is one of those defensive players that I would protect. We're trying to build around them, not pass.
Yeah, and guess what? A day later, Andrew, I think it's becoming pretty evident that would never have to happen. So fair play by you. I said it yesterday. I said, look, this is how far I would go because this is how impactful this guy can be. But Andrew, I don't think you have to worry about it because everything we're seeing, he's not going to net them that type of return. So,
all right. So you think two firsts, maybe one this year and one next year would get it done?
I think less. I think everything we're seeing is a one and a two plus a player or a one and a two plus another pick next year.
I mean, then it's a no brainer. There's absolutely no reason why Brad Holt, he's not on the phone right now. So, I mean, to me, honestly, if that's what it takes. He's a Hall of Famer, like you said, 6-time All-Pro. There's no reason not to make the deal. But
and I mean, I would go to a one, a two, and give up the threes that you got for Aaron Glenn.
Andrew, case in point is I watched, obviously, like with Cash the Ticket, I watch a lot of football that has nothing to do with the Lions. if you watch the Browns this year, they were a morbid football team. You know what? Mm-hmm. Never, ever jumped off the screen? Not once could I criticize Myles Garrett's play. Garrett was a dominator. Even as they had coverage busts on the back end, even as the team was just woeful offensively, you could pop in the tape of what Garrett did this year, and now you offer him the ability to win a Super Bowl. Andrew, this guy would come here and be the Terminator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. He already is, right? Hey, not to pivot points real quick, but Rico, you guys, you staying up late watching the Spartans tonight, 10 o'clock on Peacock?
I will be there watching. Kenny and I will both be up late. Kenny will be watching hockey. I'll be watching State.
I'll take UCLA minus 2.5.
Okay. I mean, it's a pivotal game, but man, that's a tough ask. 10 o'clock on a Tuesday on Peacock.
It is, but this is, and again, Andrew, here's my problem. Nothing says classic Big Ten matchup like a West Coast road trip. Come on.
Pauley Pavilion.
It's not right. No, I mean, the case in point, USC beat Michigan State the other night, Andrew. Their reward is, hey, get on a plane to Chicago.
Yeah.
You know,
at least State gets to stay out there, right, for back-to-backs.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm sure they'll put magic all over the TV.
Yeah.
Hopefully he brings his checkbook.
It'll be like Oregon. Oregon's playing Michigan tomorrow, and then they're playing State on Saturday. So they're just staying out here.
I know. It's just, I'm sorry. I can't let it go. It's just not right.
You're not watching a game tonight?
No. You know, I shouldn't say no. Possible. I watched Saturday, and what happened? Now, I know. I watched a game. They were set up to lose. Devil's number. I took USC. But it's the type
of... your fault.
No, it's their fault they can't shoot a three. Because, hold on, you find yourself in a tough game. Let's say you're down 6 with 4.5 to go. Percentages-wise, very difficult to win that game without hitting a few threes. Mm-hmm. Then the game compresses down further, and you go, they got no shot at this.
Yeah.
That's the issue I feel like in the tournament that will bite them. Maybe it was a bad night.
No, the problem was, Mike, even if you can't hit the three, the old-school manufactured three, get to the line, hit the layup, get the and one, hit the free throw. They missed 10 free throws.
The problem for MSU tonight, and I know we're doing the Myles Garrett thing, UCLA's big Mara, the 7'3 kid, he's a problem.
Yes.
Like your boy Kohler, good luck. Wow. Listen, he's been solid this year, and you deserve credit. I busted your chops. I'm just saying, tonight.
He won't be guarding him, I promise you.
He better not be.
No. It'll be Cooper and
oh, boy. Year 12 of Carson Cooper. What a blessing.
You know, he's only been there for, like, what, 2 years?
Dude, he looks 50.
He's Stephen Izzo, 7 feet tall.
He looks like Kirk Cousins' father.
No, he's Stephen Izzo if Stephen Izzo was 7 feet tall.
Rick, 97.1. Rick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you taking my call. So the Myles Garrett stuff, I am so of the mindset of FM picks. They can take any and all of them over the next 2 years. And maybe I'm being like drastic and over the top, but I certainly hope that Brad Holmes is at least on the phone saying, hey, let me know what you want or let me know your best offer so I can beat it. Because Myles Garrett is a needle mover. He will open up opportunities everywhere. He will elevate the team everywhere. The more pressure you put on the quarterback, the less stress in the secondary, right? Because you're making them make those decisions under pressure under short periods of time. So, you know, when people are talking about we want to be good forever or good for a long time, that means nothing to me. Our window is now, and we realistically have 2 years. I would say our window is 2 years. So anything beyond that, you screw that because we can't worry about that.
Yep.
So I know I'm parroting a lot of what you said, Mike, but I couldn't be more of the opinion of screw all them picks. Let's get Myles Garrett and let's win a Super Bowl next year.
That's it. Because, you know, like Rico and I were talking about this yesterday. I go, we want to be built to be good for a long time. Ask people in Baltimore and Buffalo how that feels. Great. Yeah, you're at the Blue Balls Bistro.
I actually really feel for Bills fans especially, and I guess, yeah, Ravens fans too, but that's just it. It's like I don't want to lose in the conference championship every single year, you know? Yeah. And like you said, the team is more or less built. The offense is built. We got some holes on defense, but making this one major move, adding this significant piece to the defense, it will literally elevate the whole team. And honestly, you know, again, maybe I'm exaggerating, but might take, you know, 10, 12, 14 points off on the defensive side, you know, so we won't have to put up 40 points a game just to be in it.
Rick, I'll say this. you don't want to be those teams. But if you end up being like the Bills, you were there, you swung for the fences, and you missed. Like, I can't fault the Ravens for saying, go get Derrick Henry.
But
now,
I also,
it didn't work.
But, right, but they tried.
Yes.
And look, you look at it and you go, okay, did we do everything in our power to give us the best chance to win a Super Bowl? Yeah. They did.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
The problem was, in crunch time, they forgot he was on the team.
Fair. No, it's fair. And listen, I'm not mad at anyone, and we're going to go to somebody right now. I actually share their opinion. I don't think Holmes will make this kind of deal.
Oh, real quick?
What?
They're demolishing the IM West.
Good.
Are you never went there?
Yes.
You know what? I forgot who I was talking to.
Take out Circle and East while you're at it. I don't care.
I forgot who I was talking
knock
to.
Knock down everything.
Knock down Spartan Stadium
while you're at it.
There it is.
All right, now we're good.
Burn the whole city down.
I feel much better. Let's go to Mike, and I happen to share Mike's opinion. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. There's no way Brad Holmes is going to grow up here and just start getting some defensive players. Now he's wasted the last 2 years where he could have been in the Super Bowl, but he's not at anywhere near the same risk as Dan Campbell is, and he and the coaches is why we're not sitting in the Super Bowl this year, and I'm sick of it.
Well, I was critical of the offseason moves up front last year, and Rico, in fairness to Rico, we didn't like signing injured players. All right, well, but the guys
guess
who were,
what happened?
They were all injured.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Mike, you can make it right by going, okay, like Myles Garrett, there's no knocks on the guy. And I happen to look at this year and next year, that's it. Beyond that, I don't care. So, what I'd like to see is a little bit of pressure in this town. And you go, look, I love what Brad Holmes has done. We think you're really good at your job, but come on, it's time. You know, you got to break character a little bit here. Let's go all in.
He could have done it earlier in the year. He didn't do it because he doesn't have the guts and he's not willing to take the risk like Campbell is.
Well,
and that's why we're sitting where we're sitting.
But there's the key. It's the risk. It's not, Mike, let me just say this. It's not things like guts, stones, you know, it's not that. You are either risk averse or not. Now, being risk averse can work when you're really good at drafting like Brad Holmes is. However, name for me teams that are competing for Super Bowls year in, year out that are risk-averse. I don't think you can name them. The best GMs, is John Lynch risk-averse? No. Is Howie Roseman risk-averse? No. Eric DaCosta, Ravens? No. Like, these people that are competing for this, even the Kansas City Chiefs did some very bold things to rebuild that entire offensive line. And they make trades. And they make signings.
When they let go of Tyreek Hill, and it was just like, wait, you just did what? You traded him? But he's your main guy. Well, wait to see what we have in store.
The point I'm making is, and Rico, you agree with this, if you don't have Patrick Mahomes, you don't get to play by the rules as if you do. You don't have Tom Brady. We love Jared Goff. He's a very good football player, but he ain't those guys. Mm-mm. Therefore, you don't get to act that way. And frankly, there are plenty of people listening to this show right now, who they don't think Jared Goff is Josh Allen. They don't think he's Lamar Jackson. They don't think he's Jalen Hurts. So if you don't have that, then my suggestion would be you probably have to little more risk it for more biscuit. Myles Garrett becomes the perfect lion.
Yeah, so when Jared Goff has that off nights, that's okay because your defense shut him down. All right, we got Rieger and Wojo coming up next. We're talking a lot of Myles Garrett and trying to figure out who are those people who just don't want him here. You can use the Odyssey Rewind. We also touched a little bit on the Luka Doncic trade for the Mavs. And, man, how much did the Mavs not like him for not getting into shape? Because they a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars left on the table. Let's just put it like that because he is not eligible for the Super Max deal. Before we get to Rieger and Wojo, David, what we got?
Someone's saying, I can get an elite defensive player of the year type player to add with Aiden and Kirby, who also makes the claim to be defensive player of the year. Give up whatever they want. I want a Super Bowl. Do it now. Someone says, I hope Garrett goes to Chicago. Root for radio. That is from Mike.
Someone. I mean, that would be, I mean,
that's Root for Radio.
Now, the funny thing is, I can already see the shows of the great Brad Holmes when he now flips over and wears the black hat and becomes the villain. And everybody in this town hates him.
Yeah, that happens, though.
I know.
I mean, I just, Rico, I think part of it is just, look, getting into this line of work, I viewed it the same way at 20 as I view it at 44. You're hired to be fired. The whole goal in this game is to get out before they get you.
True.
Literally. It's the same thing as a GM. It's the same thing as an owner. It's the same thing as playing in the city of Philadelphia. They're going to hate you. Just a matter of when, not if, and can you get out before they turn on you and hit you with a garbage can.
So Mike said we're like the mafia. All right.
In essence.
Gangs.
No, it's just
Nobody ever retires.
It's the natural arc. I mean, how many coaches, GMs, or superstars end without being hated?
Not many.
It's a very rare thing.
Not many. So who do you want more? Alex Bregman or Miles Garrett?
That's
a silly question.
No, I'm not all in on
him. You wouldn't give up anything, though, for Bregman.
I know, Garrett, but I'm also not all in on Bregman. I think there are some grave concerns in his profile. Okay. I would not be against it.
Okay.
I would be fine with it because it's not my money. I don't give a rip. Would you be better with him? Yes. The difference is Bregman, okay, it makes you a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett makes you the Super Bowl favorite.
Well, that's sort of what they were this year. Yeah, times and things can change.
At times, but here's the deal. You would have the best pass rush duo in modern NFL
history. No, it would be unbelievable. It would be.
Not to mention,
I'd give up a couple of second round picks for him at least.
This year, they got fortunate schedule-wise, I feel.
Next year
you play 6-7 elite quarterbacks, the majority of them on the road. Like, you can't
new
tell
coordinators.
Me. New coaches. Dan Campbell won't have to go for it on every fourth down.
The bottom line is players like this don't hit the market very often. He is clean as a whistle, right? There's no issues. This isn't like a guy who doesn't want to come to work.
Not an injury guy.
He plays a premium position. Mm-hmm. It's an investment in Aiden. It's an investment in your
defense.
Oh, my God. If you had those two guys, how do you block it?
Yeah, because you're not getting a player from the clearance rack that's often injured.
That's my beef with what Brad has done.
You're going top shelf.
I got made
fun
of.
There's no Marcus Davenport.
No, Davenport and Davis. I go, great, we signed oft-injured guys. Guess what?
They both got injured.
Both finished the year hurt.
That's weird.
At big moments. Now, here's what I want to know. I listened to the start of the program. As you know, I'm a P1. And you guys said there was a lot of people on the midday show calling in?
Kenny Cott.
They don't want him?
Kenny Cott, he screened the calls. He ransacked the show sheet and said 75% of Doug and Scott's calls were anti-Garrett.
Don't put this on me. I can't control what
people
say.
No, but can you confirm the number?
But you can be the gatekeeper.
Yeah, you can scream better.
Then you wonder why we don't do open lines.
It's an open line
system. Why we don't do that.
Well, I'm going somewhere with this, though, because how many people called your radio show today and said they didn't want him? Okay, so do you think
we had a couple ticket texts?
Do you think it's an intellect thing?
Mike was gonna bark at him, and they got scared.
Yeah, because you know what? We don't allow stupidity on this show.
So are you saying that the midday callers are not as smart as your callers?
Yes.
Okay.
No. So I'll say it clear.
No, they get increasingly smarter as the day
the
goes
6
on.
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. We've
7
got
o'clock are amazing.
Geniuses.
That's right. The PhDs call you.
Hello.
No, the point
you
I'm
should
making.
You hear the guys that call at 1 in the morning.
No, that's the start of the next day.
That's a good point. That's a valid point.
Doug and Scott are too nice. That's today's lesson.
Oh, that's what they're
you
respectful.
Can't make a case that you don't want Garrett. Not a good one.
Now, let me ask you this, though. All these projections of the Lions being a favorite or the favorite to get Garrett, is that just people speculating?
Yes.
It's not.
Yes, that's the soap opera of the offseason.
But there's also the connection. The Lions have worked with the Browns before.
Oh, no, here's your connection. Are the Lions capable of winning a Super Bowl that would meet Garrett's demands? Yes.
Yeah.
Do the Lions have a desperate need for a bookend to Aiden Hutchinson?
Yes.
Are the Lions in a window right now that would match up with Garrett's contract? Do the Lions have the cap space to do this?
They do. They're like 10th in the league in cap space.
Okay, then. Check, 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 check.
And by the way, all the people that say, but, you're going to have to give him a new contract,
then so be it. Who
exactly.
Cares?
I don't.
Who cares?
So wait,
I don't.
Is Chris Illich holding up the Garrett sign to trade? Is that what it is?
97-1.
Always too
wow. You're on your own with that one.